Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about the Iran war that the United States started. Well, there was that memorandum of understanding in June. And remember, that was due to last for 60 days whilst the long-term peace was being negotiated. It was very painstaking. Remember that war that Trump began was on the 28th of February. And after 10 days of saying it's, completed, almost after 22 weeks, he said it's already won. And it dragged on a few months and so on. So it wrecked the world. Well, probably wrecked is too strong a word. It severely damaged the world economy. It significantly dented the US economy. Thousands of people were killed. Certainly at least hundreds of civilians were killed. 150 little girls in Iran murdered in their school. And the United States is totally unapologetic about that. Wow, absolutely sickening, staggering. Imagine if the Iranians killed 150 American little girls in their school. Can you imagine the howls of outrage? And I'd be outraged too. But this is the United States with state-of-the-art technology, always bragging about it, pinpoint accuracy. So they do it on purpose. They know what they're doing. There's a military base where you're going to have to be more careful about that military base. You can attack those military units when they're elsewhere, not that when they're right in that base. And I don't think they even got any of the military personnel. So you'd have to use other incendiaries, which, you know, we're not going to have such a big field of explosion or destruction or whatever it is. So anyway, 7th of July, the United States recommenced major military attacks against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, President Donald J. Trump said this was retaliation for Iranian attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. So both sides did accuse each other of being in material breach of this. Now, is that true, what he said? I mean, I don't believe it. It might be true, but I doubt it. Obviously, I disbelieve every single word I hear from Donald J. Trump until there's proof otherwise. This is a man who told over 20,000 lies on the record in his first presidential term, and goodness knows how many in the second term. 20,000 lies. He's got no credibility whatsoever. Who is stupid enough to believe a single word that he says, especially, you know, when the war had already been won in March? And so we go on. So just his bloodlust is almost limitless, and he's doing the bidding of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was detested by swathes of the Israeli people. Election coming up in October, wants something for show for it. He wants really just endless war to perpetuate this slaughter all over the Middle East, this armed robbery. It's sickening, such evil. It's absolutely satanic what they're doing, sadistic slaughter. So on the 10th of July, President Donald John Trump, he officially told the United States Congress the United States military action against Iran had recommenced. So they're trading blow for blow, the Americans attacking infrastructure, explicitly civilian infrastructure, which is against international law, bridges and so on. It's a plan they had a few months ago, but Iran gave them some sort of ceasefire, which delayed it. Wow. So it was supposedly merchant ships in the Strait of Hormuz were attacked and so on, but none were sunk or damaged, so far as I know. And so the United States said this was a violation of the ceasefire, and therefore it launched these strikes upon Iranian targets. Now, the ceasefire was already delicate, to say the least. That agreement last year was in very broad brushstrokes terms. It hadn't laid out the particularities of the peace agreement, and both sides have traded accusations. So about the nuclear program, well, you know, Iran, there's no proof they've ever had a nuclear weapons program. They've had a fatwa against it for decades. They've endlessly repeated the mantra, they're not seeking nuclear weapons. There's no proof that they are, and so on. Okay, so an attempt at the diminution of Iranian influence across the Middle East. Well, you know, Iran is a puissant country, has the right to extend its influence. The US certainly extends its influence. There are people across the Middle East and elsewhere who have a high opinion of Persian culture, the Persian language, or even some of the policies of the Iranian government. And that's legitimate, and they're allowed to. Now, I revile the Iranian government just as I adulate much of Persian culture, and I like Iranian people, whether they're ethnically, linguistically Persian or not. You know, like their cuisine, certainly, and some of their music and architecture. All right, so going up the Straits of Hormuz. So supposedly, Iran was attempting to control shipping there, and the United States is also saying to control shipping. Trump revoltingly said the United States is going to should charge tolls in it because it's the guardian angel of the Middle East. Wow. I mean, nothing could be further from the truth. Shows how deranged, absolutely vile, sick, despicable fowl he is. Anyway, this is an arterial route for oil, which we know is the lifeblood of much of the world economy. It's become a flashpoint between the two sides. So although the conflict's not that intense, there's really no end in sight. The United States, nobody's even talking about a ground invasion, even seizing Kharag Island. The Iranians had some chance to rebuild things in that month, but obviously their economy is hurt. There's no chance, well, there's little sign they're going to pull up the white flag. How much longer this continue? There's obviously growing impatience. The U.S. public's always been against this. The Republican Party is chary. It's going to make things even worse for the midterms in November. The Democrats are unsupportive. Apart from Israel, no other country is participating in these strikes. The Gulf Arab countries really want out of this. And obviously, the Iranians know that a lot of soft targets in the Gulf Arab countries are Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, these major airports and financial centers, and that will spook global markets. And, you know, cost of jet fuel goes up, the cost of flying is bad for the stock market, the value of certain currencies, for interest rates, for unemployment, for all indicators of economic health. And they can hit Uncle Sam where it hurts in the wallet, because you can't defend everywhere. Now, they don't want to provoke the Gulf Arab countries too much, too many allies for them. And they don't want their allies, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, to be taken out. The Houthi, that's the Shia minority in Yemen, they could try and close the Bab al-Mandab, the Gate of Tears. That's the strait between Djibouti and Yemen. Goodness. So, you know, I think it's going to go on for at least a few more weeks, maybe a few more months, desultorily. Stop the war. Peace now. I know it's glib, but what can I say? There's really no justification whatsoever for what the United States is doing. The United States is the criminal aggressor. This, I wish the United International Court of Justice would rule against the US on this one. Goodbye. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.